I'm Blake Marin, and I run Meme Benders, the PR company that helps people who become memes make the best of it. For example, I help make this talk show moment happen.
One of our writers has been on a little crusade, a mighty quest, for Zildjo. You know about Zildjo and his wacky antics? Liar, nobody does. But he's on pins, stickers. Him and his pals and or enemies, who knows, maybe everyone hates him. I mean, look at him. From the land of app. Seriously, nobody knows anything about it, and the label company that now owns it, Addison Glentz, is apparently too deep into the admittedly lucrative not Zildjo industry to care about the whole thing. Now, I'm not saying they're a bunch of fuddy-duddies with no curiosity. I'm saying they are secretly harboring a physical portal to the land of App. App, with its whimsical wonders and hot woman who's half human, half whips. So we did the sensible, normal thing and sent an undercover correspondent to definitely prove that my theory is right and makes sense.
What am I even doing here? This is like opening Al Capone's vault, but the crimes are happening right now! They're not even cool ones!
Hey, haven't seen you around here before. New guy, huh?
Yep.
Well, welcome aboard. Say, do you know why that guy's holding a camera?
No?
Oh.
So, how about those labels, huh?
Oh yeah, the Blenville labels are one of the better minor league teams.
Excuse me? The labels are shit, almost as bad as the sandwiches. Jeff Philbauer couldn't fight a ball out of his ass, let alone—
That was the sound of the guy sneaking away. Robbie Rotten couldn't have done it better, may Stefan Carl Stefanson rest in peace. So anyway, he finds this door.
Janitor's very boring closet. Well, that rules that out.
Huh. They won't even let me use it, and it's supposed to be mine. Say, how's the entertainment industry been since Lucifer took over? Just kidding. He's had it from day one.
Wait, you know I'm from— Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm the kind of janitor who turns out to literally be God. Howdy. And relax, Commandment 11 is snitches get stitches.
Oh, then can you tell me what's behind this door?
Nope, sorry. Ain't coming from me, that's saying something. Thing, idiot. Psst, camera guy, might want to follow him. It's above your pay grade, but heck, most things are.
So they cross the threshold.
Oh hey, you made it. You know, this place isn't as weird as those stickers made it look. I mean, sure, there's the people with the things that come out of the— Is that flower growing upside down? Is that fucking flower—
They undergo trials, depicted with passable CGI.
How is this hot? How is this supposed to be hot?
It was objectively hot. Something something story circle.
You go back without me. This is where I belong. And I haven't even met the guy who owns this tentacle sword yet. Ha, down boy. But maybe you've met him. It's me, I'm the guy now. Look, just fuck off. Oh, not you, swordy. Oh, hey, Zildjo.
To the guy's family, he's in an 80s-er place now. Oh, and according to the documents the cameraman landed on, the stickers were just stickers, designed in a normal way, shut up. Seriously, that's what it says. By a guy who designed a bunch of well-known logos and the soldier gym toys, he created Sharkex Leader? Shut up, my voice is cool!
An article about the whole mess quotes the head of the company as saying, "I'm just glad we were able to find both catharsis and a nice rational explanation for everything." The article closes, mentioning that at that moment, he'd nudged a nearby door shut with his foot. It also notes that he wasn't actually in a company building at the time, but that the gesture was nonetheless apt. That pun was bad, and the writer should feel like dog shit. Codex Speed.mod by Joe Codex Gunnershow. Talk show audience laughter 2, 3, 4, 6, and 18 by Sound Rangers via Pond5.com. Some sounds from Zapsplat.com.